So some scientific background, some amazing things, two amazing individuals, James Clerk Maxwell and Heinrich Hertz. Maxwell, of course, he was probably the greatest theoretical physicist of the 19th century, and developed the theory, the set of equations which bears his name, which show the fundamental relationship between electricity, light, magnetism. They're all the same phenomenon, just different wavelengths and different frequencies that had very important effects, because it postulated the existence of something different from electricity and light that could be of interest in terms of its ability to do useful work. It took over 20 years for someone to demonstrate it in the laboratory. Heinrich Hertz demonstrated that he could generate signals using a spark gap generator, build up static electricity across two iron globes, cause a spark to jump between those, and he could induce a spark across his laboratory. He could tune it, and he could demonstrate how it had to be aligned to pick up this induced spark, and did these experiments in the 1880s. This work was known to a young 21-year-old son of wealthy Italian parents named Guglielmo Marconi. In 1895, this 21-year-old, working in his attic, demonstrated the ability to send communications across his room. The next day he got his brother, his older, dumber brother, to go out a couple miles down the road, around the hill, on the country estate, with a rifle, and if you hear me send you something on my wireless telegraph key, if I send you dot, 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 I want you to fire off your rifle. And of course, he did. He heard click, 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 fired off his rifle. He first offered his invention to the Italian government, who refused it. But it turns out Marconi had some advantages in life. His mother was the daughter of the Jameson family. And you may have heard of Jameson. They make whiskey. They make a lot of whiskey. They're a very wealthy family. And so he was actually half Italian and half Scottish. And so he went to England, where he got a much warmer reception, and demonstrated his technology near Stonehenge on the Salisbury Plain in England to the British Royal Navy, who said, gee, this looks really interesting for talking to ships. I think we'll buy a few. And that was the beginning of the Marconi Company. By 1901, he was able to communicate between the tip of England, Penzance, and the tip of Nova Scotia. This is actually a photograph of his receiving station at the time. This is like a two-story building, and a human would be like that big. So you see the kind of system he had to put together as now a entrepreneur in his late 20s. He made sure he owned the technology, he owned the patents. He put the whole system into ships. He was a monopolist. Kind of reminds you of another young guy who never went to college. It took until 1907 or so before they had reliable commercial service across the Atlantic, but he pretty much owned wireless telegraphy in this time frame.